So we're here to just give our vision, our seeing about what we saw in Taiwan recently with the 47 brothers. This will not be a message. This will be more in the line of fellowship. And we would just like to open to you what is in our heart regarding what we saw.
Amen.
Okay, we'll have a video that will explain the details, so don't worry too much. I'm not going to explain the details. The video is coming up. Okay, so in 1984, Brother Lee went back to Taiwan to study the situation among the churches to learn how can we advance. From that fellowship, from that studying, what we now call the God-ordained way came out, also the scriptural way, to meet and to serve. So the churches there have had all these years to work it out, to carry out what Brother Lee gave to them in that time. And we realize here we could learn from them. And so we invited them to come. And so over the last year and this year, we had co-workers come to fellowship with us. Even this last time, they opened up the entire history of the Lord's work and the Lord's move in Taiwan, which is just tremendous to hear it from start to finish. But one thing we realized is reading it in the book is one thing, and hearing it from the brothers is another thing. We wanted to go and see it. So we had this kind of spirit of a learner. We just became emptied out and went as 47 brothers to just go and blend with them. Just go and learn from them. Now, what we did not go to do is learn how to copy and paste. The situation in each country is different, and the culture is different. And so, therefore, there is the need for us to go, but not to try to just imitate outward methods. We wanted to go and learn of their spirit. We wanted to go and learn what is behind the Lord's prevailing move there. What are the principles there? What are the principles that they're following to carry out the God-ordained way where they are? And how can we learn of these principles, learn of their heart, learn of their endeavoring, learn of their blending? We'll hear much more about each of these items with the subsequent brothers. There's 10 more brothers to speak. Amen. So then we considered and we went and we saw. Now, to come back to where we are here, this country, Brother Lee came here specifically seeing that the Lord was raising up this country to be the leading country. And indeed, that is the case. So he came here to raise up such a testimony. But I think all of our feeling is we want the Lord to have a prevailing testimony here.
Amen.
Why not here? This country is positioned in such a way that it has influence throughout the earth.
Amen.
So then now we consider, why not Northern California? We have been brought over many years, and even in more concentrated way in the last 10 plus years, to come into an unprecedented one accord.
Amen.
My feeling, and I think this is throughout the brothers, is we are just one.
Amen.
Even one thing we saw there is that there are churches, but they're laboring as one.
Amen.
They are just one church. And in Northern California, the feeling I have, this is our situation. It was not always our situation, but it absolutely is now. One thing I heard recently is in eternity, there will not be the local church. There will just be the body of Christ.
Amen.
Now, we do have the local churches as a procedure, but we have to come into a new view. You know, there's 3,000 saints or so here. Imagine what we can do if we're laboring as one.
Amen.
If our whole being is without any divide, we are one church. The impact, the morale, the shared resources. One sister recently told me, there's not a lot of older sisters, she's a younger sister, not a lot of older sisters to sort of shepherd me here. And I realized there are sisters in the churches in Northern California. There are many older sisters that would love to shepherd a younger sister. But because of this locality divide, we don't think that way. We think, well, this church doesn't have it. I better move somewhere or do something or just become discouraged. But in the churches, we have everything we need.
Amen.
We just need to labor as one.
Amen.
Amen. So in this day and age, my feeling is this. Northern California has been brought to a position almost like, well, Brother Minoru told us this analogy when he was speaking to the working saints. He says, like an airplane that's been taxiing and it needs to take off. It needs to take flight. And I think the feeling that the brothers, when we went there, we saw an airplane in flight, like fully in flight, not at all, like 36,000 feet in flight. And this kind of view to us, and I'll give you, this is the point of my whole speaking, filled us with hope. We just feel there is nothing standing in the way. That the Lord has sovereignly brought us step by step by step to this position where we can, the airplane can take off. When we visited the churches there, we heard all their situations, heard their numbers, heard their different arrangements. And one thing that frequently we came to is we realized we are not that dissimilar to them. If we consider NorCal as one church. If we just consider my church, it's 30 saints on the Lord's Day all by ourselves. It's very different than Taipei with 12,000 saints or some other churches with 5,000 saints, 3,000 saints. But here we have 3,000 saints, right? We even have a blending center. This is an amazing blending center. And the Lord gave us this because of the one accord amongst the churches. So my feeling is there's nothing standing in the way except ourselves. Even I like to just speak a word to my own generation. How much we owe the Lord. How much we owe the Lord through this ministry who has raised us up to this point, even perfected us, some of us, for those 2 years of the Sarah, and now the churches can be brought forward. But will we give ourselves? Will we give ourselves fully? I was considering that the verse Paul was exhorting them, and I like to follow Paul to exhort you. Amen. Present your bodies. Amen. Not out of emotion or a kind of just purely I love the Lord, so I present. But this is your reasonable service.
Amen.
Reasonable means intelligent.
Amen.
That Greek word means that you've considered the cost and you've considered the benefit, and this is the right choice.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with whether your wife smiled at you that morning, whether you serve or not. You serve because this is your reasonable choice.
Amen.
Reasonable decision.
Amen.
So at this point, saints, let us just give ourselves fully.
Amen.
I like to mention, though, that this is not something that we would do something miraculous, but just each one part.
Amen.
Really, this when we witnessed the saints in their function, there was no super Christians. They were just normal believers.
Amen.
And each one functioning. When the each one functions, the whole body is in function.
Amen.
Amen. So now we'll have a video for 6.5 minutes, and then we'll have more speaking. Amen. Amen.
From October 18th through the 26th, 47 brothers from 21 churches in Northern California visited the churches in Taiwan. There were three main goals for this trip. First, to blend with the saints and observe how they practice the God-ordained way in their church life. Second, to learn from the leading ones how to administrate the church and lead the saints into the practice of the God-ordained way. Third, for the NorCal brothers to see the vision and further blend together to carry out the vision in Northern California. Over 8 days, the brothers visited the churches in Taipei, Tainan, Taichung, Hsinchu, and the new Taipei city.
The first stop of the trip was Taipei. The Taiwan co-workers hosted the NorCal brothers at the Hsinchu building to share their experiences of blending all the churches in Taiwan into one. This oneness, which they consider the greatest blessing, allowed all the churches in Taiwan to enter into and carry out the same burden. First, to pick up the burden to preach the gospel. Second, to spare no effort to build up the small groups. And third, the whole church rising up to perfect the young people. The NorCal brothers then toured the Exhibition Hall of the Lord's Recovery, which presents God's recovery work among His people. Some special items included historical artifacts and pictures from the early church life in Taiwan. After the tour, the brothers were split into groups to blend with three of the major districts in the church in Taipei. In the districts, the NorCal brothers had much fellowship with the leading ones and saints, learning about and observing their day-by-day and house-to-house church life. The brothers were especially touched by the spirit of the gospel among the saints. In Wensen, over the course of 35 years, they increased from 200 to 4,000 saints and from one meeting hall to more than 30 halls. The Lord truly added together day by day those who were being saved.
After Taipei, the NorCal brothers traveled to Tainan. There, the leading brothers in Tainan shared the history of the church in Tainan and their current practice of the church life. Many of the NorCal brothers were touched that in perfecting the saints, there is a special need for blending in heart, spirit, the word of God, burden, and action. The brothers visited the church's student center by National Cheng Kung University, which included a brother's and sister's house and a gospel cafeteria where students can have meals every weekday. The NorCal brothers then joined the students and serving ones to preach the gospel on the campus. They were full of joy to share the unsearchable riches of Christ with many students, opening their hearts to receive the Lord. After 2 days in Tainan, the brothers traveled to Taichung and were split into groups to blend with multiple districts. It was wonderful to join the prayer meetings and attend a perfecting training that was a re-speaking of the fall iteration. The leading brothers in Taichung shared much about their campus work and especially their practice to faithfully read the Bible with new ones and to care for them in the homes. They also testified about the sweet coordination among five groups: co-workers, full-timers, community saints, saints who work on the campus, and students.
After Taichung, the NorCal brothers visited Sun Moon Lake, where they shared their impressions from the trip. This was a really sweet time, as many testified of how touched they were by the spirit of laboring, sacrifice, and suffering among the saints in Taiwan. The brothers also visited the Central Taiwan Blending Center in Nantou. This large facility can hold conference meetings for more than 1,000 saints and is often used for blending and trainings for all the churches in Taiwan. Next, the NorCal brothers traveled to Hsinchu, known as the Silicon Valley of Taiwan. Like Northern California, this city has many top universities and young working saints. The brothers testified of their labor on the campuses and their vision to prepare the building material and pillars for the churches across the world. Many young working brothers shared how they prioritized their church life despite busy work and family responsibilities. This included having morning revival with saints while dropping kids off and praying to the Lord for help at work so they have time to give rides to new ones. The last stop of the trip was New Taipei City, where the brothers shared how they became one church after the government incorporated more than 20 cities and townships into one major city. The saints testified of picking up the burden to preach the gospel. In one district, more than a third of the saints go out to preach the gospel for 2 hours a week. Their meeting halls display lists of gospel contacts on the wall, which they faithfully pray for every week.
Throughout this trip, the NorCal brothers were deeply touched and encouraged by the saints in Taiwan. Many testified of the impact this had on them personally and their burden to pray and fellowship over all the things that they heard. This trip also further blended the NorCal brothers together, building upon the work the Lord has already done in bringing in the oneness among the churches in NorCal. May the Lord continue to bless the churches in Taiwan and the churches in NorCal for the sake of His one move on this earth to build up the body of Christ.
Amen. I think if I were to summarize the trip with one word, it would be inspired. Amen. I just feel so hopeful. Because there are saints on this earth who are practicing the God-ordained way.
Amen.
And the Lord is blessing them.
Amen.
So we don't have to try to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to try to push a really heavy rock up the mountain. There's already a pattern ahead of us.
Amen.
And they're gaining increase at every level of the church life.
Amen.
And that was another thing we saw, was just the absoluteness
and the consecration for the gospel from the oldest coworker down to the youngest sister with an infant. There was just the same consecration, the same burden. And like Dustin shared, we're not here to try to copy and paste. But what if we just had a beginning with 5% of what they're doing, right? Just to start. We don't have to reinvent anything. We actually have the same spirit, the same ministry, the same flow, the same feasts. All we have to do is just begin, and there is a pattern. So one young couple that we saw, Head and I stayed with this couple in Taipei, and they were just in their late 30s. I was so inspired that already in their time in the church life as working saints, and you know, I think all the brothers, all the saints are burdened for the young working saints, those from 20 to 35, but and the whole church. But anyways, they had already brought in many of their friends and their classmates and coworkers into the church life. And I thought it was just the brother, but the sister did the same thing too, both the wife and the husband. And then they, in the fellowship, were moved to a new district to take care of a new hall. So they left their old, all their new ones in the old district to be taken care of by the saints. And they started a new district with new small groups and started to labor again on new ones. And so while we were there, we actually got to see one of their elementary school classmates reached out asking for them to take him to church. And so that one Lord's table, we saw him come to the meeting, receive the Lord. Actually, he prayed to receive the Lord through the fellowship. And they said, I'll get baptized next time because my wife and my children should come and receive the Lord as well. I don't want to get baptized so quickly. That might scare them. And so I was just so inspired that there are working saints gaining other working saints, families gaining families, that the Lord is really doing something there, and we can do the same thing. Amen. We're not doing something different. We're just continuing on to do the Lord's work.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers. I'm here in the next 10 minutes to share and fellowship regarding this area of coordination and blending. Every time when we have an opportunity to hear some report, I know we all have this urge that we want to do something. But as I'm preparing for this, the Lord remind me the verse in Matthew chapter 7, 24. It says, everyone, therefore, who hears these word of mine, we should hear these fellowship directly from the Lord.
Amen.
And then, thus them should the like can build the, a prudent man to build the house, right?
Amen.
So the first point I want to share is that we had this fellowship the first day when we went to in Taiwan, and we were in Xinji, and the brother fellowship with us about this point of about coordinations. It's this term called separate yet one administrations. So separate yet one administrations. So these two things are not contradictory, okay? They actually match one another. So what does it mean for separate administration? It means that for the increase and for propagations, there will be a group of brothers that labor locally for the Lord's to increase, for the gospel to propagate. Amen. And that is the reason why it's called, the administration locally, so that all saints can function. And you'll hear a lot of testimony, and then all saints can be perfected. But these burdens are, who to pick up these burdens? These are the young brothers who will pick up these burdens, that they will labor, they will take lead to preach the gospel, they will lead to visit people, and they will take lead to prophesy. And they will even take lead to perfect those who are younger than them in the small groups, right? And what has touched me the most is that this is a clear trumpet that after, there's a clear trumpet about 3 points. I think some brother will share later. But you just have a feeling that throughout the whole island of Taiwan, everyone is carrying out the same burden. Amen. And then the second part about why separate yet one administration is for the testimony of the oneness of the body. Amen. And you know, actually the brother shared with us a lot of detail way on how the senior brothers, they actually came together. And every month, they will visit churches. I feel like they just, it's not just a, you know, an action. Actually, they pick up the burden. And they really go there not just to give advice or whatsoever. They actually go there to blend. Amen. To blend the brothers together. And they went there to shepherd the brothers. And also, all these, like, it just remind me almost like, it's like you have someone senior in your family that come to visit every once in a while. And that is very sweet. And that also helped the younger brothers in the coordinations. They don't feel like they're doing this by themselves. And I was very treasured that this yet separate yet one administration's fellowships. And the second point I want to share is that the brothers in Taiwan, they were very diligently to carry out this clear trumpet through proper administration and arrangement. This time I have a renewed consecration as well, because I just told the Lord, Lord, I heard about different trumpets. I mean, like, not different trumpets, like different burdens every year. But am I faithfully, diligently in carrying out? Amen. And what does it mean in carrying out? One brother shared with us, you know, it's about administration and arrangement. And I do have a feeling to share that. Administration in Chinese and is 治 跟 li. Arrangement is li. So this brother shared that when we are helping the saints, actually administration is for supplying the saints.
Amen.
It's not about just making things happen. It's for supplying the saints. Amen. Every time when we receive a burden, what would we as a responsible brother do? We should take this burden and supply the saints.
Amen.
And how about arrangement? Li is for perfecting the saints.
Amen.
And it's all for the people. Originally, I had the concept that, Lord, okay, maybe I pick up this burden and I'll just work it out. You know, make sure people come to the meetings. Or make sure that you know, the AV working correctly, food is arranged. One thing that most impressed me is that they are for the people. For the people in gospel way is to help more gospel friends that could come to this meeting to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
For the people, meaning that more young brothers that when they are doing the arrangement, that the Lord's burden can be carried out.
Amen.
So how that really changed my concept. Now I'm thinking about, you know, in my locality, there's a few big activities that's coming up. Now I'm thinking about how could I help more of the saints to enjoy the Lord?
Amen.
How could I supply them so that they could understand this burden?
Amen.
How could I make the arrangement that so different brothers, they could come together and they all feel like they could function very well?
Amen.
So that is the second point I just want to share. And the third point is, So the third point, it's about people before matters. And it's about two generations being perfected one another.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, when I went there, one of my most impressed points is that no matter where you go, from the perfecting training, from the elders' meetings, from the small group, they all talk about the same thing. And why I know that? Because I need to do translation every time. And to a point, I could repeat the exact same things. And I also got perfected because then I learned how to say that in a proper English. In day one, actually, you know, one brother who always did the semi-end training translations. But my point is that, you know, this is the trumpet that already been sounded. And then the brothers there, they're just two generations shepherding one another to work it out. And when I say shepherding one another, what does that mean? Is that it's not about just, you know, do things. The brothers there, they actually be very careful on how to perfect more brothers that they could be included to function at their level.
Amen.
Amen. So I joined one of their, you know, the brothers come together in their prayer meetings, and the brothers, you know, their order is, the order is always like this. First of all, it's about prayers. Amen. So the brothers will have like a 20 to 30 minutes prayer. And then next one, actually, that really impressed me is that they start talking about people. So they will start, you know, asking one another. That's the whole prayer meetings, like a majority of time a prayer meeting happened, is that who are you caring for? You know, what is his conditions? Amen. How can we pray for this person? How about, is there any young working saints that need help, right? So not just about praying for the big items. The next thing is they pray for the people. And they brought up a lot of matter of how to help, how to shepherd the people. And lastly, it's just like all the other matters, all the other, you know, logistic, all the other things. And so I just feel so blessed to be able to join this trip. And to hear all the brothers is working one accord. Amen. Amen. And, amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, amen. So lastly, maybe just one small testimony. When I went to a locality, and actually this trip meant a lot to me because I was raised up in one locality, and actually the Lord just arranged us to visit that locality. Mm-hmm. And a senior brother talked to me. He said, "Brother, I was so happy to see the testimony in Northern California. Because we know that the Lord's testimony and then the ministry today, there's still a center. The Lord speaking actually is from the United States. And we've been praying for Northern California for a long time. And then we are so happy to see that we want the testimony to be strengthened there. Amen. And then our vision is that however we perfect it here, if they want to go to different localities, we pray that they will be functioned there. Amen. There will be a testimony to raise up there in the Northern California. Amen. Praise the Lord for Lord speaking.
Well, brothers, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just reminded that, you know, Brother Lee told us that when we have revelation put into practice, that will bring in the revival. The revelation we receive from Brother Nee and Brother Lee, they are what we call the blueprint for the building up of the church. This can only be presented to us by the ministers of the age. And Brother Nee even called this the pattern on the mount. Moses had to build according to the pattern presented to him on the mountain. And we need to find out, Brother Nee said, what is the pattern on the mount for the building up of the church? We are not saying that the church life in Taiwan is the pattern. But what we are saying is that they have been working out the pattern of the bound, working out this blueprint much further than what we have done. And just seeing that outworking, I was just impressed by the pattern, by the revelation that Brother Nee and Brother Lee have given us. The first point is blending. As you have heard from the brothers, you know, Brother Lee presented to us the matter of blending for the reality of the body of Christ in the early 90s. But in terms of our practice, I have to say we haven't really, you know, we are just still somewhat on the surface. But the churches in Taiwan, they brought the practice of blending to another level. Of course, as our brother Fu Ming mentioned, there is the separate but one administration so that you know, even in the administration of the whole island or in Taipei, you had the blending of the co-workers and the elders. But I was even impressed at a very grassroots level. The saints brought the practice of blending to another level. Amen. When we asked them, how do you get someone who doesn't have a heart to serve? Their answer, as Brian mentioned earlier, is tiao, which is to blend. You need to blend the saints in heart, then in spirit, then in word, then finally in burden. Finally, then in action.
Amen.
So, the second thing that I was impressed with was the matter of propagation. Propagation is their view, even for their groups. If they have a children's small group, a neighborhood children's meeting, their view is not just to take care of their own children, but to gain other children and the parents of their children. They have a working saint small group. Their view is propagation. They want to gain more working saints. And this is Brother Lee's view. Actually, in 1987, he used the word propagation groups. He said that every family should be a family propagation group. And this is the revelation we receive. The book of Acts is a book on propagation. And even the Gospel of John is not just the gospel of life. It's the gospel on the propagation of life. As seen in John chapter 15. So praise the Lord for the pattern received by the ministers of the age and the practice of the churches in Taiwan to bring to work out the pattern and the blueprint among us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. It is hard to convey what we saw on this trip. But you know, there really is a difference between knowing something and hearing about something and actually seeing something. I think many of us can testify in the training, you know, we took a class called the God-ordained way. And we heard a lot and maybe know a lot about the God-ordained way, right? Begetting, nourishing, perfecting, and building, BNPB. But I have to admit before the Lord that even when I was taking that class, in me, I had some feeling of doubt. Because I grew up in the church life, and I had never seen the God-ordained way being worked out. But saints, I have to say, in Taiwan, I saw the God-ordained way being worked out.
Amen.
It actually is possible.
Amen.
The saints in Taiwan are doing it.
Amen.
So if they can do it, why can't we do it?
Amen.
If it's being worked out there, why can't it be worked out here in Northern California?
Amen.
And I also have to tell you, in the brief time that I was there in Taiwan to see the God-ordained way being worked out, that church life is wonderful.
Amen.
A church life where the God-ordained way is being practiced and worked out is a wonderful church life.
Amen.
I just am filled with excitement, hope, and aspiration, even for us here in Northern California. We should work this out. I really want to describe, and I would say two words to describe the church life in Taiwan. Okay, the first word is spirit.
Amen.
The church life there is filled with the spirit.
Amen.
The spirit was so strong in the meetings there, and I think the brothers can testify. I felt it was like the two disciples on the way going down to Emmaus, when the Lord was with them, opening up the scriptures. And after the Lord disappeared, they said to one another, was not our heart burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was opening to us the scriptures?
Amen.
There was a meeting on Lord's Day in Wensan. My heart was burning the entire meeting.
Amen.
Even from the very beginning when we were singing the hymns, I couldn't help but start to cry. I'm being completely honest with you, saints. The spirit was so strong in the meeting.
Amen.
Just from the singing, someone would be touched by being in that atmosphere.
Amen.
Then the saints went up one by one, college students, working saints, these 60-year-old sisters to testify of their experiences in the gospel. It was very hard not to be moved by the speaking.
Amen.
You know, it really is like one of those meetings that would be like mentioned in 1 Corinthians 14, where an unbeliever would enter and would fall on his face and worship God, declaring, indeed, God is among you.
Amen.
And I think one of the NorCal brothers testified that one of the local saints brought a new one to that meeting, and someone did get saved in that meeting.
Amen.
I just want to share this to say the Spirit was so strong and so moving. Amen. In a church life that is practicing the God-ordained way.
Amen.
Even I was having fellowship with one of the more senior brothers from NorCal on the train ride, and he was saying that in that meeting, he felt it reminded him of the days in Eldon Hall. I heard a lot about Eldon Hall, but now I have a sense, wow, that is what it was like. Oh, the Spirit was so strong.
Amen.
All right, the second word I would describe the church life in Taiwan that is practicing the God-ordained way is joy. Saints, the saints there were so happy,
Amen.
Right? Everyone was so happy. And, you know, they all have families. They all have work. They all have responsibilities. I'm sure they all have problems. But we spent a lot of time with them. They never fellowshipped about the problems. It never came up. They were full of joy. They were so happy. I had to ask them about their problems. I was like, don't you have a family? Don't you have a hard job? Like, how do you do this? Saints, they were so happy.
Amen.
I asked 30-year-old single brother. I asked this brother, why is everybody so happy? Why are you so happy? What about the church life here makes it so enjoyable? I just asked him this. What he told me, I don't think I'll ever forget. This is what he said. He said, the most enjoyable thing about the church life is to help my friend receive the Lord and be baptized.
Amen.
To see him serving in the church and get married. He said, I played a part in changing my friend's life.
Amen.
Saints, this is the secret to happiness.
Amen.
It's preaching the gospel.
Amen.
It's having a gospel living.
Amen.
It's helping people to get saved.
Amen.
It's changing people's lives.
Amen.
You know, sometimes I wonder to myself, why am I not so happy? I don't know if you ever feel this way. We do a lot in the church life, but I realize this is the answer.
Amen.
I don't preach the gospel.
Amen.
When's the last time I got someone saved?
Amen.
How many people's lives did I change?
Amen.
This is what makes us happy.
Amen.
Okay, I want to share a little bit. I need to be quick. I have too much to share. Three things that really touched me about this matter of the gospel in the church life in Taiwan. The first is that the focus and the goal of the saints is the gospel. This is their main goal. And, you know, many testified the greatest commission that the Lord gave the church is to go and preach the gospel. How do we know that this was the main goal? I just tell you, right when you walk into their meeting hall, the first thing you see, and you saw this in this video, are these giant bulletin boards on the wall with 60 pictures of those who have gotten baptized this year. And maybe you saw in the picture, they leave a lot of blank space for all the other people they're planning to get saved. And there are three giant bulletin boards, all have these 60 or 70 faces on there. I mean, you think, we visited them in October, okay? That's 10 months. 60 people saved. That's at least 6 people a month. That's more than one person a week is being saved. Surely this is the Lord adding to them day by day, those who are being saved. In the meeting halls, you will see, you also saw in the video, lists of names. It's just a list of, like, I think I saw in the video, one list that was 100 names. These are all their gospel contacts, friends, family, neighbors, coworkers that they pray for in every prayer meeting, and they even pray for it every single day in their vital groups. This is their focus. This is their goal. There was one young working saint. Some of the brothers who were in this meeting maybe will remember. He grew up in a Christian family, but he went to the military to try to escape from the church. Okay, he's figuring the military, no one can touch me. But when he went back, you know, for his breaks, actually he was recovered back into the church.
Amen.
He was touched by the saints to care for them. So
Amen.
After, right before he graduated from the military academy, he knew in his heart that his calling was not to be a military officer, but that he realized that what he needed to do, he decided, I will take a lower paying job so that I can be in Wensan in this district. And I want to be there so I can be in the campus work to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And in Wensan, there are no full-timers. This is not a full-time team he's joining. He's just being a working saint in this district for the purpose of being able to be in the campus work in Wensan. You know, I have to confess, you know, when I first moved to San Francisco, it was for a job. That's why I was in San Francisco. And I have this concept, you know, if I go to Germany, yeah, I'm going to Germany for the gospel. If I go to GTCA City, I'm going there for the gospel. But, you know, the purpose of this brother's being in Wensan was the gospel.
Amen.
What is our purpose for being in San Francisco? What is our purpose for being in Northern California?
Amen.
Our purpose should be for the gospel.
Amen.
Our purpose to be in our locality should be for the church.
Amen.
The purpose of this brother being in this locality was for the gospel.
Amen.
This was the reason why he lived here.
Amen.
This is just what I mean. This is their goal and this is their focus.
Amen.
Okay, the second thing I want to share. The church life there was a day-by-day and house-to-house church life.
Amen.
Okay, something else on the wall I want to show you. So in this meeting hall, you know, right in the front, okay, so where the brothers are sharing, there was a giant four sentences on the wall, okay, right here. So everyone will see it.
Yeah.
This is what the four sentences say. Everyone functions. Every household opens. Every group brings in people.
Amen.
Every district increases.
Amen.
Four sentences. You're a new one. You come in. You see, this is what they're working on. Every district increases, okay? But the way that every district increases, the last sentences, is the first three sentences, right? Everyone functions.
Amen.
Every household opens.
Amen.
Every group brings in people.
Amen.
Their small group church life, I felt, was so important. You know, so their small groups are roughly groups of 10, only 10 in a small group. And in these small groups, there's two vital groups of 5. These vital groups, they pray together every single day for morning and evening revival. And during those times, they pray by name for the new ones that they put on their heart. I wonder, this is why people are getting saved every day, because the Lord is being bothered by these saints every single day for these names. Anyway, the homes are so critical, right? So the prayer meetings are in the home. The Lord's table meetings are in the home. The small group meetings are in the homes. Their church life is centered on the homes,
Amen.
Not on the meeting halls. Actually, they only go to the meeting hall maybe like once a month. Okay, the last thing I want to share. Sorry, my time is short. I hope you the saints will forgive me, but this will be just a minute or two.
Amen.
This is on the matter of patterns, okay? One of the leading brothers in Tainan said a statement that really touched me. Revelation touches the heart, but patterns move the feet.
Amen.
I asked many of these brothers, how do you know what you do, or how do you have the burden to do what you do? And these brothers just shared, this is the way that I was cared for. And this is the way that other brothers are doing it. So I just feel I have to do it.
Amen.
Another brother was a college student, was testifying. He was considering what to do after college. And in the church, he said, all the saints, they give themselves so absolutely to the Lord. I feel ashamed. How could I not give myself to the Lord?
Amen.
It is the matter of patterns.
Amen.
You know, there's something about patterns that sets you on fire.
Amen.
When you're with patterns, all of a sudden their feeling becomes your feeling.
Amen.
Their burden becomes your burden. And their living becomes your living.
Amen.
I just feel announcements are good. We should tell the saints to preach the gospel. But we need more patterns.
Amen.
In the church life in Northern California.
Amen.
The last thing I would say is, I asked this one brother. I said, in Taiwan, I said, brother, I've heard so many things. What do I do when I go back to Northern California?
Yeah.
He said, brother, just be a pattern.
Amen.
If you and your companion could just bring one person to the Lord, how encouraging would that be?
Amen.
To those saints in your small group? They will
Amen.
Be set on fire.
Amen.
I just pray, saints, oh, the Lord, I'm so encouraged.
Amen.
I pray the Lord will work this out in Northern California.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'll be continuing the same line as Jesse on this matter of the gospel.
Amen.
And a lot of the things that impressed him also impressed me. Praise the Lord, it's one speaking.
Amen.
But when we were in Taiwan, it was readily apparent that in the church life there, it was extremely people-centered.
Amen.
And that the matter of the gospel, I would use this word, permeated every aspect of the church life.
Amen.
You know, we were there for a week, and every meeting we went to, there was some outward-facing component. Like for the Lord's Table meeting we went to, they ended with a reaping meeting, and they used that week's morning revival topic, Christ as a true one, as a gospel message. And then in the prayer, and then when we went to Tainan, the prayer meeting in the home, I would say most of the time, most of the burden was altogether praying for the gospel and for names of the saints.
Amen.
And then even, you know, we didn't get I didn't get to join like a Friday night home meeting or small group, but I was fellowshipping with a brother. He's same season of life as me, little kids in a small group full of little kids, just like mine. And they changed their small group to be a children's meeting. And they encouraged all their kids to invite their friends. And the brother testified that they gained the parents of these ones. Amen. And so, and like Jesse was saying, we saw the video, right? I'm not promoting this, but even in the physical realm, the matter of people was literally at the front of the church life. Amen. You know, you saw the baptism, those that were saved and baptized. You saw the door knocking, like the neighborhood charts. Like we had that for GTCA, you know, in Stockton, but it's not right when you enter, like right there. And they have all the lists of all these are the warm doors. These are the ones we can go back and revisit. I was really especially touched actually when we took a tour to see in the young people's room, the YP room, they had the same poster. And you just saw each young person wrote a name, a friend, on a post-it, and they put it on there. And you just realize, this is a culture. From young, like they are not too young for the gospel. Amen. They're brought into this atmosphere. Amen. And through even these physical things, you realize this is what is matters to the saints. And like Jesse, the other thing I touched was that I didn't feel like that there was a demand for the saints, but rather the gospel was a source of joy. Amen. You know, the sensation and overall feeling I got, it's not like, oh, this is a heavy burden or it's like an outward pushing, but actually opposite. It was a drawing. Amen. It was an attraction. Amen. And there was a sense of joy in the church life, and I believe it's the joy of fruit bearing. Amen. Fruit bearing was a major factor. And you realize, how can you not be joyful when your friends are getting saved? Amen. When your coworkers come to know the Lord. Amen. And you are joyful when you're ministering Christ into another person. Amen. You know, it's funny because Brother Dan, you know, when we were having overflow amongst ourselves, he was saying after we went to preach the gospel in Tainan, he was like, brothers, I was ready to say, bus, just go on, leave me here. Because he touched something of joy, you know. And you realize the young college students gained off the campus. And the friends of the working saints, the young ones, they're just brought into this atmosphere. Amen. And the increase is happening so much that they said the rate of increase is outpacing the rate of their ability to buy meeting halls. Wow. And so that's why you'll see, like, the meeting hall. This is the meeting hall of District 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because they have to share. Amen. And, you know, you realize there's just so much vitality. Amen. There's so much morale. And they're going on together. And for someone like me, who I just feel like I've been bunker mentality, right, for so many years, where this matter of the gospel, I feel like, has been dormant or underdeveloped in my Christian life. Oh, it's just been so attractive. Amen. You know, and another testimony, when I hear, you know, we hear gospel should be our living, right? But our hospitality, he was sharing with us, oh, yeah, I remodeled the bathroom. And guess who was the first person to get baptized in their freshly remodeled bathroom? It was the designer of the new bathroom. You know? And, okay, I just have to share. Sorry, this isn't Taiwan. This is just my most top enjoyment. But my top enjoyment from this past week was Monday night. So we met a brother. We met someone. We preached the gospel to him recently, and we had shepherding appointments with him for a few months. He even came to the Spanish-speaking conference here at FSCC a few weeks ago. Brother Hara met him. This past Monday, he was just sharing with us that, oh, I've been enjoying these times so much that I've been telling my friends. And now I have this friend, and she's asking, can she come now? And so he was encouraged. Amen. And then we were encouraged. Amen. And then you're just realizing, wow, this is the joy of fruit bearing. Amen. Like, and I just realized, this just feels so normal. Amen. And it actually feels so easy. Amen. Like, and I realized this is what I've been missing. Amen. You know, a word that's been sticking with me these days is, just because you have the increase doesn't guarantee that you have life. Amen. But if you don't have any increase, for sure you don't have life. Amen. And I'm just considering before the Lord for myself, for my small group, for our church life in Northern California.
Amen.
Do we have life?
Amen.
Of course we have, doctrinally, you know, objectively we have life. But do we experience the practicality of this life?
Amen.
Do we experience the fullness of joy of this life?
Amen.
And because this life is living, it's vital, it's active, and it's fruit-bearing.
Amen.
Another thing that the Lord convicted me about was a sense that the saints were not just overly spiritual, but they're just simple and willing and endeavoring to practice.
Amen.
You know, Brother Minoru recently exhorted us in the lessons on shepherding to go.
Amen.
Go, therefore, and disciple and baptize.
Amen.
Go forth to bear fruit.
Amen.
And even Brother Linghong, when he visited us in the summer, he mentioned trust in planning, trust in prayer, trust in blessing, but first plan.
Amen.
And I feel like at work, all I do at work is problem solve all day. I'm a very good problem solver. But for some reason, with the things, matters of the church, I just feel like I kind of give up so easily. And I just, Lord, I was just praying, Lord, I don't wrestle with the Lord on how to break through on something.
Amen.
And my prayer was, Lord, consume me with the zeal of your house.
Amen.
And it just seemed like the saints use all means necessary to work something out.
Amen.
And they're just willing to start small.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Amen.
You know, for example, my hospitality in Taichung, they faithfully went to the neighborhood park downstairs every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. every week, like clockwork. And they would just set up a small station with story time, singing time for the kids. And they said they've been doing it for the past 20 years. And they raised, he said he raised up two districts that way. You know, and immediately the first thing that touched me was, wow, faithfulness to do this 20 years? But what actually really encouraged me was, no, actually they were so willing to just try and focus. They were so thoughtful. They brought like little bubbles to track the kids. They brought tracks. They made their own tracks for parents to meet this demographic. You know, I was like, when was the last time I wrote my own gospel tract and printed my own gospel tract? But, you know, I just feel like the word that also has been operating with me since Brother Minoru last shared to us is this blessing in Genesis 49 where Jacob blessed Joseph. And he said, Joseph is a fruitful bough.
Amen.
His branches run over the wall.
Amen.
I felt like before I went to Taiwan, I was just so discouraged. I just saw walls everywhere. But after Taiwan, I saw branches running over the wall.
Amen.
I was just encouraged by the enterprising spirit of the saints there.
Amen.
And I know time is short. I'm about to get dinged, but you know, I only really got to the B in BNPB, begetting, right? We didn't even get to the nourishing, the perfecting, and the building. There's just too much to share. But the matter of perfecting the young ones to bear burden, to even blend and infuse them with the burden and heart so that, the you know, through one-on-one shepherding, even seeing with my own eyes these young ones taking ownership, seeing all the saints function according to their measure and capacity, and even the leading ones actively working so saints aren't unemployed, and they have a playground and a space to play in, to function, and even to see the intentionality in propagating small groups to stay small so that more can function, more personal care can be rendered, and even that there's a vessel to contain all these new ones, because they said that, you know, there's no saturation point because they're small, so there's a way to contain them, so increase never stops.
Amen.
And so I was just touched. My hope is that we don't merely touch these outward things or try to push a method, because we know that won't work. But at the same time, we have to testify. We saw a pattern. We saw the practical expression of the God-ordained way being lived out and practiced and being worked out. And like all the brothers, I'm just filled with encouragement and hope.
Amen.
This kind of church life exists.
Amen.
And it's attainable.
Amen.
And so I was thinking, Lord, what about Northern California? What about us? We have the blueprint. We have a pattern. We have prayer, spirit, and the word. We have truth and life. We have the one accord. Oh, Lord, gain our hearts in this way. Oh, gain us in Northern California.
Jesus, amen. Gain us in Northern California.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, brothers and saints. Yeah, I was just really thankful that for this opportunity that I got to go on this trip. Right, not for myself, not for ourselves, but for the church in Northern California.
Amen.
So, yeah, just really thankful. This trip was an eye-opening, life-changing, and even exposing, right, in the matter of the gospel. But the first thing I want to share that really touched me in the second day in the, you know, meeting with the brothers there in Wing Chun District, you know, the how they care for the saints that are and recover the ones that are cold, that are dormant, and those that are not even functioning as they should, right? Every saint should function. And one brother mentioned to us, this was really a new concept to me in regards to blending. He says, we need to blend with these ones. We need to blend with these ones. I'm like, what? Blending? You know, and I thought blending was more activity. That was my thought, right? But the brothers there share with us, blending is to make people joyful. It's to bring them into joy, right? Blending is not activity-oriented. It is people-oriented. And then we need to learn how to blend. We even need to study how to blend with these ones that need this kind of caring. When we blend with them, we need to cherish their humanity, right? Just like the Lord cherished that woman and the whale, right? In John chapter 4, that's an awesome example. He was not on the high throne there. He was just he just took care of her. And met her need, you know, one example that the brother mentioned to us, it was really touching about this one couple who's really were really busy with working. Well, another couple went to their home just to tidy up their home, just to clean their home. That was an open door for them just to have that kind of blending with them. They ended up cleaning the home for them. And that opened the door for them to even, you know, sing a hymn, read the word. And eventually that brother now is a leading brother in one of the districts there. So that was very, very touching, right? We all have saints that are dormant, right? We all have saints that are cold. They're not functioning. We need to care with them by blending with them.
Amen.
So that was really touched by that. And before my time is over, just quickly, the spirit of the gospel. Brothers, I was just, when I was there, my heart was burning, but also I had to go to the Lord to repent. I had to go before the Lord to empty myself, that the Lord would purify my heart so I would have that spirit, the same spirit that they have there, right? We can all have that same spirit of the gospel.
Amen.
We need to reach people. We need to just go out. I'm even considering before the Lord, Lord, I want to give you one day out of the week to go and preach the gospel.
Amen.
To reach people so that he can have the material he needs to build up the body.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to share about what I see, the good ecosystem in the church life in Taiwan. So a good ecosystem is like a fish pond that is full of oxygen, and the water is fresh, so any new fish comes in, they survive. And then, so the ecosystem in Taiwan is everyone function, and everyone being perfected, and everything has someone to take care of, and everyone has something to do. So I stayed with this hospitality couple. They give us hospitality. And the brother and sister are in their 70s. And the brother, he was a taxi driver for all his life and, you know, before retirement. And then about 15 years ago, he had a surgery because of cancer. But after that surgery, he fully functioned in the church life. So even the disease doesn't, there is no cancer cell found anymore. And he gave us hospitality. He has morning revival with a few new ones every day. And also he has life study every evening. And then on Lord's Day, he and his wife are part of a prophesying group. So they practice prophesying every Lord's Day. And then another example of the good equal system is the brother who drove us to everywhere. So he was saved. Before he was saved, he had depression. And then the way he was saved was through his wife. His wife was known by a sister and was invited to the gospel feast every year for 12 years. But his wife was closed all the time. But toward the end, he got depression. He came to the gospel time. He was saved. And then so he told us, right? He said, and then he fully functioned in the church, you know, in every way. So then his depression was cured, healed, and through that his wife was saved. And then his daughter met some difficulty at work, and then they also taught her to pray, and she got saved. If I remember correctly, she even went to the FTT training in Taipei. Wow. Amen. So we see that old ones function and new ones being saved. That's the church life there.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Now I'd like to share a little bit about how the saints in Taiwan closely follow the ministry. In such a busy church life, we wonder, what about so many demands? How can the saints there meet these demands, right? And we discover there the joy of fruit bearing, and also the joy, the supply from closely following the ministry. So there are several levels here, right? First, the seven feasts. In the Lord's Recovery, we have the seven annual international conferences every year. And the brothers in Taiwan have been faithfully attending for more than 30 years these seven feasts, jet lag and all, right? And the most recent iteral, the fall iteral in Malaysia, the brothers in Taiwan sent over 350 brothers. Praise the Lord. They have such a heart to attend physically these seven feasts. Amen. This upcoming December semi-annual training, they said for semi-annual trainings, they typically send a few hundred, but this time they're aiming to send up to 600. 600 saints from Taiwan to attend the December semi-annual training. They feel this is such a supply to the saints there. Amen. And so how do they digest the seven feasts? Well, this morning I took some notes, learned a little bit more. So sometimes before the training, they have access to the outline. So the leading brothers especially may PSRP, may digest the outlines. Then during the conference, they may digest the outline a little bit more. And then after every conference, I attended one of these. They have these sessions. It's a little bit of a misnomer because they call it PSRP sessions, but it's really, at least from what I saw, more of a re-speaking, yes. More of a responsible brother re-speaking, yes. Every message, yes. from these seven feasts. And then they have the videos, right? They watch the videos for the video training or the videos of these conferences. So that's the second time they digest the messages. What I mean is, like, as a regular saint in the church life, right? First time you hear it is from the re-speaking, PSRP re-speaking. Second time is you watch the video or you attend the video training. And then the third time is from the Holy Word from the Morning Revival. You go through the material again. And so for the up-to-date truths in this, from the seven feasts, the regular saint in Taiwan can go through the material at least three times. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then prophesying, they encourage all the saints to prophesy in a way that a high schooler can understand. Amen. When we prophesy, do we have that in mind? a high schooler, a new one, should be able to understand our prophecy. Amen. It's not that they need to come up to our level, but we need to go down to their level. In fact, anyway, amen. So life studies. And saints there have tried many ways. We have tried many ways. They used to go one message a day, six messages a week, right? Well, actually, they discover and they learn from the church in Irvine, from Monroe, right? Maybe six a day is a week is too fast. Two a week is good. Why? Because it is a pace that every saint can reasonably get into. Amen. Every saint has the possibility to do two messages a day. How do they digest it? They do six Zoom meetings, 15 minutes a day at night, right before they go to sleep, right? So they do one-third of a message every day for six, so that's two messages a week, right? Okay, so how do you use the 15 minutes? What I heard is you first 7 minutes you read, and then, or you pray. You pray a little bit. And then you spend 7 minutes reading. And then because it's only one-third of a life study, probably you enjoy the same point. So then they take turns sharing. And when you take turns sharing, you don't think of a different point to share. You share the same point again and again and again, so that by the end of the time, you pretty much get the point. And you do this six times a week. Praise the Lord, right? And then they have all kinds of perfecting trainings, new believer perfecting sessions. They go through 96 lessons. And then finally, they also encourage the saints to read the Bible. Read the Bible topically. Read the Bible sequentially. When they invite new ones to come to meetings, right, sometimes they don't want to come to our meeting. Well, it's okay. And maybe they don't want to read ministry. It's okay. They just read the Bible with them. And they read the Bible with them sequentially. And through this way, they're able to open up the truth to them. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have such a pattern in closely following the ministry. I was really touched this morning. Actually, I wondered the same thing. How do you get the energy to keep up with such a demanding life? I was very encouraged 2 weeks ago, right? We have a reward. We have a long-term reward ahead of us. We are in such an intensified environment, especially in Northern California and New York. I think these are probably the most intense environments on earth. But we have, along with the challenge comes the opportunity or the reward. The reward is we get to mature faster. Amen. We get to ripen faster. But that's kind of long term, right? But day to day, we need the supply. Amen. We need the supply from the up-to-date ministry. We need the supply from the life studies. We need the supply from the Bible. We need the supply from really praying the word in the ministry individually. And we could get a lot more supply from PSRP praying and sharing the messages corporately. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Steve? Yeah. Amen. That's right. Day to day, we need to get the supply. Amen. You know, Taiwan saints, they love to use slogans, right? But there's this two slogan particularly I really enjoy. 人人诚心, 人人尽功用. Everyone, let me translate that in English. Everyone would enjoy the word. Everyone will get into the ministry. Everyone is getting the supply of life. Amen. Everyone is in fellowship. What does that result? Everyone functions in the church life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really saw this going on in Taiwan. Every home that we visited, that we took hospitality, the saints are in the word, in the ministry. And you can see the brothers, young brothers are perfected. How are they perfected? Because they are once shepherding them to get into the word. This is how they can be speaking the word to one another. And imagine in the church life, if everyone is enjoying the word, everyone is getting supplied by the word. Wow, when you ask someone to function in the church, you think they will say no to you? Of course, they're filled with the burden. They're filled with life. They are filled with the enjoyment. Do you think you spend a hard time telling them what to do? No. Praise the Lord. Yeah. This is what we need to do. Everyone enjoying the word will function in everyone functioning in the church life.
Yeah.
How sweet is that?
Yeah.
But my top enjoyment is, beside this, as the Lord actually blended this 47 brothers first, before they even took the commission to visit Taiwan. I knew all these brothers, but I don't know them well. But this time, I actually spent 10 days living with them. Wow. I don't even spend this much time with my wife. I even have to spend time with Jay. He was my roommate. We got to know each other in a deeper way, in a blended way. If we brothers are not blended, how can the Lord release what he wants to release us in Taiwan?
Amen.
So this is a tremendous life-changing trip for me.
Amen.
So I just thank the Lord. Dear saints, help the ones in our church to enjoy the word first,
Amen.
To spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
This is all the basics that we are not doing.
Mm.
But if we're taking care of this, they will properly function in the church.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
What we saw in Taiwan was the fruit of their labor across 40 years.
Amen.
But it was also the result of the Lord's continued recovery work among them
Amen.
For those 40 years. And the Lord was recovering them back to a normal situation, back to his ordained way,
Amen.
Back to the scriptural way to meet and to serve.
Amen.
And especially we saw it was back to each member functioning. Because he was trying to recover them back to Ephesians 4:16. Out from Christ the head, all the body,
Amen.
Through the operation of each one part, each member, there is a functioning so that there would be the growth in life, so that the body would build itself up in love. And, you know, the Lord is always doing a work of recovery. He always wants to do a work of recovery among us, not just in truth and life, but also in practice. And we saw that recovery in practice in Taiwan. And we realized this is possible with us.
Amen.
We also want to have this recovery, not just in truth and life, but also in practice.
Amen.
And we were so encouraged. Even I remember Ray saying, we feel like we are where Taiwan was in 1985. But we can advance to where they are now.
Amen.
And because we can learn from where they are and their lessons, hopefully it will not take us 40 years.
Yeah.
It won't take us 6 years, 6 months, or a year.
Yeah.
But hopefully it won't take us 40 years.
Yeah.
And how did they get there? We spent a lot of time with the leading brothers and the co-workers. And they testify that their history is really a history of endeavoring, being enlightened, repenting, and endeavoring again.
Amen.
This is just their repeated history over and over again in a continued way. So that the Lord could continue to recover them. They could continue to advance. And even they testify that they're not up to the standard. I think Brother Ling Hong said, only consider us 10% up to the standard. But we saw that was like way beyond us. But still, that was just the result of what the Lord was able to do among them.
Amen.
And we feel like, you know, we just want to consecrate ourselves to the Lord and allow the Lord to recover us. To where he wants us to be. And I think this kind of, the Lord has done so much among Northern California to recover the oneness among the churches, the brothers, and this was a further step in the one accord. And we feel like maybe, you know, he was doing something among us, but this was another step in the one accord, even us beginning this cycle of endeavoring and receiving the Lord's light and repenting.
Amen.
You know, in the first stop, that we had in Wensan. I took hospitality with a sister. She had a 28-year-old son, and they had a new one in high school who lived with them. They preached the gospel to this new one, and they lived with them, and they were shepherding this one.
And I remember I was just fellowshipping with a sister across the two nights that we were there. And she was sharing her church life, her living, her work, how she was enjoying the Lord in the ministry with the saints. And inwardly, I just felt, what do I have compared to this random saint in Taiwan? And, you know, she was sharing her church life, and I just felt like, what do I have? And even what do I have to share with this sister? I can share a lot about the truth. I can share about the meetings that we have. But in terms of my church life and my practice in shepherding the saints and helping the saints and leading people to the Lord, I just felt like I didn't have very much. And if I didn't have very much to share with the sister, I felt before the Lord, what do I have before the Lord? And, you know, not just me, but I feel like a lot of the brothers, they had this experience of receiving light from the Lord and just repenting before the Lord on what we've done and even how little we've done, even though we've received so much from him. So hopefully we will continue in this way to receive this light and continue to endeavor. So this is what they did in these 40 years. And how should we respond? You know, I think the brothers in Northern California will have a lot more fellowship on how we can apply this to our situation. But for now, we can practice to be patterns in three matters. And two of these we brought up in the Labor Day conference. First, we can PSRP. I think Jesse earlier, he testified about the God-ordained way. You know, he was a little doubtful because of how he saw it practiced. And I have to confess that I was also in some way not a believer of PSRP in the God-ordained way in the past because of what I saw and how it was practiced. But seeing how the saints in Taiwan practiced it, I am now a believer. Amen. In the God-ordained way, in PSRP, and how necessary it is. Amen. We need to PSRP in order to make us a person of life. Amen. To make us a person of truth, to be full of vitality. Amen. We just see how much they're in the ministry many, many times. Even the brothers, they're in the outlines PSRPing 5 times. And every time they do it, they get more light, more truth, more constitution. Amen. And this brings them the direction of the ministry so they know how to help the saints and administrate the church. But it also gives us the spiritual capital. Without PSRP, where's our spiritual capital to preach the gospel, to nourish the saints, and to perfect the saints? Amen. So we can PSRP individually, but even more corporately, Amen. In groups, in large groups, small groups, groups of all sizes. Amen. Secondly, you know, the small groups. In the Labor Day, we emphasized the small groups with mutual fellowship, mutual care, mutual shepherding, mutual prayer and intercession, mutual teaching and perfecting. But one other thing that we saw in Taiwan was small groups of all sizes. In order to strengthen the small groups, you can build up the subgroups, the twos and threes. Even in Taiwan, we saw that their small groups had subgroups within those small groups where they spend time together. They spend time together, reading together, praying together, getting to the ministry, even things like buying groceries together. And in all these interactions, they had opportunities to fellowship, to shepherd one another, to blend with one another, and even to perfect one another, to be patterns and to perfect one another to do what they do. And we can do this on a small scale. One of the things I began to do is to have more interactions with the brothers and the saints in Fremont, twos, threes, fives, and I'll give you one example of to what extent they carry this out. When we were in Wensan, they were sharing with us this practice of 1 minute prayer. And when the brother, he mentioned this to Stuart and me in the car, at first I was thinking like, so you schedule time with this new one to have prayer for 1 minute. Like, it just sounds kind of ridiculous. But he said, no, the whole point of it is so that we would be connected with them. Even though, you know, we pray, maybe I pray a minute, you pray a minute, just maybe 1 or 2 minutes. But we start there. And from there, they pray 1 minute, then 2 minutes, then later on 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Maybe eventually they get to 15 minutes. and they help the saint, these new ones, learn how to live the Christian life.
Amen.
For at first, they just pray, maybe for this their situation, your situation, then eventually morning revival. And after 3-6 months, that saint is ready to have 1 minute prayer with another saint, another new one. So in this way, they have the connection and they also perfect them. And I mentioned this to the brothers in Fremont, and one brother, he shared with me, I need 1 minute prayer. I need to be vitalized. So we just began to have 1 minute prayer in the morning. 7:45 every day, we just pray. And, you know, sometimes in the morning, I want to check my emails, I want to check my text, I want to check social media, and I just pray with this brother, you know, for a few minutes. And I get brought more into life.
Amen.
And sometimes we have more time, we just begin to pray, read the outline to be brought into life.
Amen.
And I feel like this is what we need. We need more of these small interactions and connections with one another.
Amen.
Even if the brothers in your locality didn't go, even if, you know, the brothers are still fellowshipping, we can all be patterns to be in life and to enjoy the Lord with one another and to perfect one another.
Amen.
And then finally, and probably most importantly, is the matter of prayer. You know, pray for the brothers to really have this spirit of endeavoring, receiving light, repenting, and endeavoring again. I think many of us have this experience of, you know, we just receive such a strong impression. But over time, this impression, it kind of fades away, and our excitement fades away, and it wanes. And maybe even you hear this, you may be doubtful. You feel like, you know, the brother shared this, but I feel like not much will come from this. And so pray for us. It's possible we may endeavor and we may fail. And this is also, you know, the experience somewhat of this brothers in Taiwan. But they continue to endeavor.
Amen.
And this should be our spirit as well.
Amen.
So pray for us to continue to endeavor.
Amen.
Continue to be under the Lord shining.
Amen.
Even if we just carry this out and we carry it out in a little way, the Lord would continue to shine on us.
Amen.
We would continue to endeavor.
Amen.
Continue to practice this and continue to repent until the Lord comes back.
Amen.